We're kicking things off today with convention coverage. Last week it was the Republicans, this week it's the Democrats. You're going to notice a lot of similarities between the two conventions, at least in terms of what is actually going on. For example, both started with a similar vote. It was to adopt the party platform, that's the official position on major political issues. The first full day of the Democratic convention wrapped up with two major speeches. The first one came from the First Lady, Michelle Obama. The other was the keynote address. That was made by Julian Castro, the mayor of San Antonio, Texas. Organizers say that Mayor Castro is the first Latino to give the keynote speech at a Democratic convention. Tonight, former President Bill Clinton is scheduled to address the convention. And last week, President Obama was out on the campaign trail while the Republicans held their convention. This week, while the Democrats are gathered in Charlotte, Paul Ryan, the Republican vice presidential nominee, is out campaigning. Parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast are cleaning up after the storm named Isaac hit the region a week ago. A lot of people were forced to leave their homes because of the storm. Many of them are coming back, but they're facing new challenges. Rebuilding is difficult enough, but it's happening in extreme temperatures. The National Weather Service says the heat index has been somewhere between 100 and 105 degrees, so that's what it feels like. What's making things worse is that tens of thousands of residents still don't have power, and that, of course, means no air conditioning. Officials are warning people to be careful about possible heat stroke. They're also keeping an eye on some rivers and lakes that are still in danger of flooding. Politicians and financial experts talk a lot about economic classes, especially the middle class. The U.S. Census Bureau doesn't have an official definition of the middle class, but the U.S. Commerce Department says most Americans think of themselves as being part of the middle class. So what does that mean? Christine Romans looks at some new research.
What does it take to be in the middle class? Well, Pew Research asked that question to people it surveyed, and 86% says it takes a secure job to be considered part of the middle class. 66% said health insurance, and 45%, fewer than half, said it's a home. Home ownership is what it takes to be in the middle class. It shows you just how preoccupied Americans are these days with a job. Let's flash back, shall we, to 1991. What were people saying then? Well, back then, 70% of people surveyed said, hey, it's owning a home that puts you in the middle class. Two or more cars? Almost half said, hey, two or more cars, that's how you define whether you're in the middle class. A college education, almost half said that was what was important. Look down here, on the number five, 33% said a white-collar job is what makes it for the middle class. You know, it's interesting because it shows you just how times have changed. It shows you how preoccupied people are right now with the idea of having a secure job, and that that is the key to the middle class, because back then in 91, people assumed the economy would give them a job, and it was the consumer parts of the culture that defined middle class for them.